It's Christmas Eve and all the robes are in. I've got my hand in a VG's mistletoe ring. Another ring.
Fuck's sake, get your fingers in Luigi and sort
it's another ring.
Out.
A ring for a ring. What have
oh,
got?
Right. Okay, so, right.
I've managed to get all of the Lord of the Rings films.
We've got film 22nd place out of the way then. So it's Lord of the Rings, which is going to be...
Now then.
Now then, now. There oh, are... no, we can't do that.
oh, no.
Merry Christmas, non-swatch.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I can't take it back. It's there. It's done. It's written in ink.
Oh.
Okay, there are three notable films, all of which are more Christmassy.
No.
Absolutely. Elf.
Oh, fuck me.
But one of my favourite, if not my favourite. Oh, no, I think Muppet Christmas Carol might be
no,
my favourite.
We've got a new favourite for you that you have to go and watch with tea, because you'll sit there and you'll watch it and every joke will land, but every adult joke that is like double the number of kids' jokes in this film will also land. Mm-hmm. It's by Aardman. It's called Arthur Christmas.
Oh, I've seen
it's so good.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's brilliant. We watched it last year.
It's
yeah.
so oh,
it's
good.
It's a really good one, yeah. Right, anyway, Elf.
Yep.
Bad Santa.
Yeah, okay.
And Love Actually.
Well, Love Actually is a fucking miserable film. I hate it.
It's Christmassy, though.
I know it's Christmassy, but it's also just full of, yeah, I'm just going to Alan Rickman it and
anyway,
cheat on my
Elf
wife.
Would have won.
Yeah,
and
Elf would have
Elf
taken that.
Elf would have been first, in my opinion. Elf
yeah, no,
100%.
That would take the top spot over National Lampoon, because what you could say is both of those films are really Christmassy.
Mm-hmm.
Then which one would you show your kind of family gathering? And Elf would come above
and
National Lampoon
sixth,
just because
oh,
the
yeah.
the adult comedy.
So this was 2003, everybody, by the way. Elf would have come sixth in the, at the time. So what do you think the month for or the Return of the King?
295 million.
249. Oh, and then
okay.
377. So again,
wow.
It beat.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant film.
Which one is it?
The third one, Return of the King.
Return of the King.
Yeah, so that goes after or below Two Towers.
Yeah, fine. Okay, so it is Christmas Eve, obviously, ladies and gents, and you need to go home, go to bed so Santa can come and visit.
No, they should be listening to the Untitled Sci-Fi
Show. Oh,
yes,
obviously, go and listen to the Untitled Sci-Fi Show's Christmas special episode, which was 2 hours of agony and depression.
Right, an hour and 47 it equates to.
It felt like so much longer.
It
felt so much longer. Wookiee porn. Why yeah, did it exist?
Yeah.
Let's give you a rundown then and find out if Christmas Day will change this. I highly doubt it. In top spot, then, we have National Lampoon's The Christmas Vacation. Or National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, I should say. The Santa Claus has come in second spot, followed by Home Alone. Then we have The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Toy Story, Hook, Mrs. Doubtfire. I Am Legend. Fuck's sake. What Women Want. Fuck's sake. 101 Dalmatians. Fuck's sake. Toy Story 2, Aladdin, Night at the Museum, and yeah, okay, as you know, A Bug's Life, Three Men and a Baby, Meet the Fockers, Twins, Beverly Hills Cop, Titanic, the three Lord of the Rings films in order, Star Trek 4, The Voyage Home, and we end with the film of the dead dog, Marley and Me.
We should have put them out of order just to annoy people. We should have gone
3-1-2.
I don't
think I could have coped with that one.
No, we should have gone 2-1-3. That's what we should do.
There were
done.
Only
just
three numbers there that you need to do, Robin.
No,
you got
stuck.
Them
apart. I want to take them apart and make it really fucked up. Okay.
There's a film about that. It's called The Human Centipede.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Join us again tomorrow for another day of Advent. Ho, ho, ho.